broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And they don't. And that's our lot in life. We are on the point, baby. We are out on the point. You know, we're out front. We are where the guy is that draws all the fire. And that is what we do for the rest of the radio world, leading the way, especially when it comes to this format of quote-unquote talk radio. 877-876-PHIL, or as they call it, these days, spoken word. 877-876-7445. And don't forget that, I shouldn't say you could forget this if you want to, but if you are at all interested in some of the things that are happening here on the Phil Hendry Show tomorrow, I'll be hosting, moderating, and basically just being the guy that goes, ha 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 ha, and, you know, I point at people, on a panel for Napoleon Dynamite at Comic-Con. That's in San Diego. That is the comic convention in San Diego. And that starts at 2 o'clock, and everybody from Napoleon Dynamite, which is a new animated series on Fox next year, will be there. And a few other things that we've got coming up, an appearance at the National Association of Broadcasters in Chicago in September for you Phil Hendry fans and you Bubba the Love Sponge fans. You guys can get together and have a love fest. Bubba's going to be on a panel with me at the NAB. Kevin Pollak's chat show I'll be a guest on, and that's at kevinpollakchatshow.com. And you can watch that on August the 7th, and that's at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And that will be fun for me. I don't know if I hope Kevin has a good time, but he's one of my favorite actors. And I only recently found out the guy was a stand-up comic. I always thought he was an actor because I first found out about him watching movies like, Avalon and A Few Good Men and things like that. So that's on the 7th. Of August. 877-876-PHIL. Now, very interesting and strange story that we were going into at the beginning of our pre-show tonight. If you have a backstage pass and you flip us on at 9:15, we do a whole 45-minute pre-show. All of our breaks and all of our pre-show completely uncensored. And there are some pretty wicked and evil and disturbing things that are seen sometimes. I'm not saying... in fact, there are some things that happen on our pre-show and during our uncensored segments that I am ashamed of. And I know you think I'm kidding, but I'm not. And that I can't watch again. And that it's that disturbing. I'm not kidding. I can also tell you that because it is real, you know, it's really happening, I can't promise you that it's going to happen again. All I can tell you is that in the past, we've had some very... disturbing things, some very disturbing displays, and I will even go so far as to tell you that they have been mostly engendered and generated by me. So that, you know, take that for what that's worth. Steve Bozell is going to be joining us. He's a father in Corona, California. He owns a construction company, but he also has a daughter and a son and a wife, and like all of us, is concerned about, you know, what is going on in the world and the things that we see and the things that we don't see and the things that are marketed for our kids and some of the things that are marketed for us as adults. And there is a new controversial doll that is the breastfeeding play doll. It's called Breast Milk Baby. It makes sucking noises and it cries when it's fed and it even burps when it is patted. Mr. Bozell had made a complaint to the Berjuan Toys, a Spanish company behind the doll, and you are planning on going even further than that. Mr. Bozell, welcome to our program.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Can you tell me what you've, before we get into the specifics of this doll, what have been your protests?
Well, I mean, I talked to two representatives of the company there, and I also spoke with a reporter. I actually contacted a gentleman who works at a local Corona syndicate, and I told him my communication with his company. I also, Mr. Hendry, had said to you that I noticed their website had you'd also pointed that out. Their website had a negative comment to Bill O'Reilly, because Bill O'Reilly, I guess it. It felt very strongly, as I feel very strongly, that this is a bad thing. I had talked to my daughter about it.
Now, how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 11.
Your daughter is 11. Does she want this doll?
She does. She's a little old for it because they recommend that the doll is for younger children who don't understand or need to understand the concept of breastfeeding. She has asked for it, and we got it for her. And against my best wishes, my wife got it for her, and it was, you know, something we disagreed on, but that's what married couples do. And my daughter got this and immediately began playing with it, as young people will do. Now, I had made my feelings known to the school. The school responded in a way that I have to address, and that's why I have begun court proceedings against her school.
And all right, so this breastfeeding doll purchased by your wife for your daughter has led to you taking legal action against the school.
Yes, sir, because I feel that the school now is attempting to circumvent or go over me as a father, and they are directing my daughter to the point where it has affected my ability to do my job and my ability to run my family and to maintain my reputation. And to go even further, if I could, Mr. Henry, I was on a website. It was not a website, but it was a message board. I said that I needed to maintain my reputation. I gave the particulars of this on this message board. I was immediately attacked by other individuals. I was called every name in the book. People started mocking me and posting obscene pictures of the genitals and so forth. This is what has happened as a result of this breast milk baby and a father trying to do the very best he can by his family. And
all right, well, sir, you're going to have to get into all of the things that you did. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The breast milk baby doll is not really the extent of the toy. It also comes with what looks like an apron. It's a bib-like halter top featuring two flowers that are in the place of nipples. The company said the doll was created to let young girls express their love and affection in the most natural way possible and may even change the nation's attitudes to breastfeeding. Now, whether or not we need our attitudes changed about breastfeeding is one thing. Your concern, Mr. Bozell, is that this is an inappropriate toy for a girl because our children are already being sexualized.
Well, that was part of it, and that was something you and I discussed. The immediate problem that I had, and yes, sir, that's exactly what my fear is. You put it in a way that I think I was looking for the words, but it does sexualize our young people, and it causes our young people to behave in ways that they don't need to. And when, for me, it has been destructive.
And now I need for you to get into why it's destructive.
Well, the reaction that I had is a natural reaction, and any man's going to have it. When a woman is breastfeeding a baby, you're going to have a lot of reactions. You're going to look at that, and you're going to react. You know, I love to look at it, and I like to, you know, it's a sexual thing, I guess. And
all right, it may be a sexual thing, but we're talking about a little girl here.
Well, we're talking about my daughter, but yes, we are talking about a little girl, but. Understand something, Mr. Henry. Breastfeeding is now something that is not only meant for babies, it's also meant for consenting adults. It is also meant for men. And that is now established and very well established, I think. If you look at a lot of the publications, men get to do it too.
What do you mean men get to do it too? I don't understand that, sir. I don't understand the concept that now it's meant for men. What does that mean? Are you talking about some kind of sex play?
Well, yes, sir, I am. But what I'm saying is that what they've done through the production of adult movies is they've now made it, they've established it, breastfeeding, that has now established not only as something that keeps an infant alive, but it's now fully established as something that a man has every right to expect if his wife's pregnant or is able to lift and squeeze. You know that?
No, I didn't know that, but I guess you just said it. See, what? Well, here's the thing that I'm confused about.
If I could just finish, Mr. Henry.
No, hold on, because we're going into a break. not only is breastfeeding for children, you're telling me now it's fully established that it's something that men are entitled to.
Yes, sir. Based upon the documentary evidence. Yes, sir.
What documentary evidence is that?
Well, I don't think you. I don't need to tell you that we've got quite a number of the adult films.
Well, there may be adult films, sir, that feature something that you're telling me that adult men and adult women are partaking of this kind of activity, this breastfeeding, as part of perhaps someone's private sexual life and as part of adult films. But that doesn't tell me that it's now, quote, fully established that men get to do it too.
Well, sir.
Now, hold the line here, Mr. Bozell. We'll be back. We're talking to Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who is protesting the release and the sale of this breastfeeding doll, or breast milk baby, as it's called. And I don't know that I disagree with him. He's now getting into an area here that we're going to have to question him more about. He is saying that because this activity of a lactating woman somehow has made its way into adult films, that as a man, he now sees it as a sexual activity. And that's, you see, I'm afraid of where we're going with this, but I guess we got to go there. 877-876-PHIL, if you want to go there with me. 877-876-7445. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I didn't mean what you said, I didn't mean.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And I'm going to, for those of you watching Phil TV and HD, I'm going to get over to the breast milk baby. I'm going to try to get an image of it up. But it's not really all that much to look at. It's a baby doll. The halter top looks innocent enough. But what you have there is a halter top that contains, that has two flowers on it that are nipples. And I'm assuming that there is some liquid or fluid or something approximating mother's milk that a little girl uses to play that she's a mommy and she's feeding this doll. Now I don't disagree with you, Mr. Bozell. I don't like this doll. I don't think children, elementary school girls, need to be. I don't think this. It doesn't look to me, man, like this is a really heavy thing that they need to learn. You know what I mean?
Families and what it did to me, the psychological damage that it can do, and the fact that I'm suing the school. I mean, this is out of control, Mr. Henry, and in a lot of ways it's similar to what Casey Anthony did to a whole community. Casey Anthony, all she did, and I'm not saying all she did, but it was a bad enough thing. She killed a kid. She killed her own child. But what did that result in? It resulted in the whole country sitting around looking at this woman on TV. And I sat and ate, and I didn't get any work done. As I looked, and I wanted to see what she looked like when she was coming out of prison. I mean, those are the things that you think back on and you're embarrassed. So I don't want that to happen again. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing with this Brett, you know, the boo. I have a very difficult time because I'm a very religious man, and I'm upset with my own reactions. I'm upset with the company for provoking those reactions in me. That this boob doll, it's a bra. It's a.
You're having a hard time with the word.
With the word and with the concept, yeah. When I think it's a breast baby.
The breast milk baby.
Yes, sir.
All right. 877-876 Phil. Tell me what you are most. I need to get the story here, Steve, because you're dancing around it.
No, I don't mean. I'll give you the story.
You're dancing a little bit around it. What is the story here? The story is you see your daughter using this breast milk baby doll, and what?
I see my. my daughter using the breast. I'll give you the story straight, Mr. Henry. I don't have a fear because I love my family. I love my wife. I love God. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm afraid if I don't say what I'm going to say, that God will look at me and call me the worst. God will call me the worst names, and I don't want that from God.
Well, I don't think God's going to call you names. I think that perhaps something else, perhaps it'll just be you not being able to live with your lack of honesty with yourself, but go ahead.
No, I understand that, Mr. Henry. I don't need, you know, for you to tell me what I know. I have a personal relationship with God, and if he wants to, you know, I like to say to my wife sometimes when I'm joking, but I'm half joking, I'll say, if God wants to call me the dirty son of a bitch, he can. I wish God would sometimes when I'm praying. I wish he'd say, you dirty son of a bitch, you know.
Okay, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Can we get to this?
Yes, sir, but I've...
I understand that you have a guilty conscience, correct?
Yes, sir, I do.
Why?
When I saw my daughter get the breast, the boob, well, she got the boob doll, not the boob. When my daughter got the breast milk baby, and she put the halter top on, and she started to feed it, based upon the documentary evidence that we now have where we use what's called a lift and squeeze in many pornographic films and adult films, I thought about that, and I had to get up, I had to excuse myself, and I had to readjust my pants, and I don't know how far you want me to go.
You got aroused.
I got aroused, yes, sir.
You got aroused watching your own daughter.
Oh, no, Mr. Henry.
No, hold on. You got aroused watching your own daughter using this breast milk baby doll.
Mr. Henry, hold on for a minute, okay?
No, wait. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes, I am saying that, but I'm saying that that's going on in this country right now. I don't like that doll. I don't like that toy. I don't like the company that had made it. I don't want it around. I don't want it. You have to understand what I'm saying. You think that I'm saying, let's get some more boob baby. Let's get some more of the
breast milk baby doll.
Let's get some more of the breast milk baby doll. And let's get more and more and more and more. Because I liked what it done to me. And I want to get more and more and more. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying what it done to me. I hope God calls me a dirty son of a bitch for what it done to me. Now,
all right, why is the school suing you?
I didn't say the school's suing me. Oh, God.
All right, well, the school's not suing you. Why are you in the school having a problem?
The school and I are having a problem because I had emailed Erica Dorton, who's the headmistress, and I had said that the school, CK Corona, needs to be aware of a toy that the elementary school girls may be getting for birthdays, for Christmas, for graduation, or what have you. It's called the boob... forgive me, mister, it's the boob... it's called a boob doll.
Breast milk baby.
Breast milk baby. I'm sorry.
I don't know why you keep wanting to call it the boob doll or the... I don't know what it is you're going at.
I have a hard time with... It's the breast milk baby, and I said, you need to be aware of the fact that I saw my daughter using it, and that I sprung one, and that she needs to be aware of this.
Did you send a letter to the school and said you sprung one?
I don't remember exactly. I got a copy of the letter, yes, sir.
Did you say this to this woman, Erica Dorton? Did you send a letter to her saying that when you saw your daughter using the breast milk baby doll, you, quote, sprung one?
Sir, I don't like being interrogated. And
I'm trying to help you here because there's a way to communicate and there's a way not to communicate. Now, did you say this to this woman or didn't you?
I said, if I've got the letter here, let me hold on for a minute. I've got the letter. Okay, here it is. Yeah, dated on June, July, September, October, November. This is July. This is dated July. Well, dear Ms. Dorton, I am writing to you in reference to the boob. I did it wrong. To the boob doll. And I,
you can't even type this correctly.
I did the best that I could, sir.
All right, hold on for a minute. I want to get back into your I want to get back into your letter, and I don't know what kind of time we're looking at here. I guess we have, now, we have to take a break. I'm going to get back into the letter that you wrote to CK Corona School, Steve, so hold on. As Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California now admits to having gotten aroused when he saw his daughter using the breast milk baby, a new toy that approximates what it's like to breastfeed a doll, a baby. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Right on.
Right on, right on, Mr. Henry.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World-famous Phil Henry Show here as we talk with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California about this breast milk baby. It is a doll that girls, probably elementary, I've got to imagine it's an elementary school girl is the target demographic. And these children are being marketed a toy that teaches them how to breastfeed a baby. Now, I don't know that this is necessary. I don't know that we need, at the age of 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, these girls barely know what it is to be a kid, and we've already got them ready to be moms and to breastfeed and to all of this stuff. And maybe I'm looking at it as a man. With me is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. I appreciate, sir, that you love your daughter and that you were concerned with her well-being. You said before we went to the break that when you saw your daughter using this breast baby doll, she was breastfeeding it from this halter top with the two flowers, that you got aroused.
What I said, Mr. Henry, is I said that I popped one, and I immediately got up and had to get out of there and reassess. And I wrote the letter to Erica Dorton. Ms. Dorton, as you know, is the headmistress at CK Corona. And I said to her that if I said a bad word, I'm sorry.
Well, no, you said to me that you wrote a letter to her saying, "Dear Ms. Dorton, I saw my daughter using this breast milk baby," although you misspoke and you said it was called a boob doll, didn't you?
What do you mean, didn't I? You know,
you read the letter and I took notes. Did you say boob doll?
Yeah, I did, but I. Okay, yes, I did. I didn't know you memorized it. God, man. You know, to me, Mr. Henry, you're all memorizing this, but you're getting a thrill out of it or something?
Hey, pal, you're the guy that got aroused when you saw your own daughter using this thing. Don't tell me I'm getting a thrill out of it.
Well, all I'm saying is you're all like, oh, yeah, you said boob doll. And I'm just, you're all like memorizing it and getting, you know, thinking about it at night.
I'm not thinking about anything at night. Now, you wrote a letter to this Dorton. What did it say? You said that you saw your daughter using this doll, and you got aroused.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Only you said you popped one.
Yes, sir, I did. Now, my purpose, though, and you haven't let me say one word in my defense yet. You've been talking and talking and talking. And
no, sir, I've let you. I've given you enough rope, so whereby you are now dangling, okay?
I mean, dangling. Boy, you're all talking about dangling? What is that? I don't understand what that means.
You're hanging by the rope. What happened with the school?
Well, I want to go on record as saying that you're the one that talked about a dangle. And
I'm talking about giving you enough rope to hang yourself. Do you know that term?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, then it's got nothing to do with what you're thinking about. Now, you're the guy that watched your daughter with this breast milk baby, and you're the guy that said he got aroused, only you said you popped one. Now, what happened between you and the school that has caused you now to want to sue them?
What happened is that Dorton, who is the headmistress at the school, called our home as she has done in the past, and I tape record everything that comes into our home now. Because I am sick and tired of what has transpired between Dorton and my home. She called our home and essentially told me that I was a perv, that I was perversion, that I was perved out. And at the same time, when I tried to explain to her that it was a toy that is aimed at the man to get him all, you know, all excited and everything like this, she didn't say one word. She just continued to attack me, being all, you know, all, you know, what do you, you know, how you ever want to say it. I'm on Perp, I'm taking a walk down Perp Boulevard, basically what she's saying.
I don't know what that means, taking a walk down Perp Boulevard. Have you got this tape?
Yes, I do, sir. And Mr. Ender, I want to point out, you sound a little bit, I don't know what that means to you out there.
Mr. Bozell, you got the problem. I don't. You're on my program. I'm trying to help.
All right, sir, then I would appreciate if you would help and not go, you're the one that went down the street. I said I'm taking a walk down Perp Boulevard. I'm not. She thinks I am. She thinks I'm the one on Perp Boulevard. I haven't even stepped foot on that street. Okay?
Yes, sir. Fine.
All right, so this is the tape recording that come in. All I'm trying to do. This is the tape recording that come in to my home. 1121. All right.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
What was that screech?
I don't know. That was outside the house someplace. I had a tape recorder. I think it was Roy Hutchins, because when he heard the phone ring, he knew that it was Dorton, and I think he hit the brakes to his car. He was on his way to work, because he leaves early. Okay.
Yeah. What does he do?
Roy owns a dairy. He owns a Hutchins dairy, so he gets up early.
Well, what time did this call come in?
2:30 a.m.
And as soon as Hutchins heard the phone ring, he hits the brakes. Why?
Because he's sadistic. Because he wants to know what's going on. Oh, ha, ha. You know, Bozell's getting another call from Dorton.
Let me hear that again.
Yes, sir.
Are you there, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
All right, what I heard was the phone rings.
Yeah, the phone rings. Hutchins is on his way to his job. He hears the phone ring, hits his brakes, because he's probably thinking, boy, this is going to get good. And then I pick up the phone.
Now, but you're talking to someone. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Dorton.
Well, what's the breathing?
That's her.
Well, what are you... she's not saying anything to you.
But I know what the breathing means. She's accusing me of being a pervert, and she's threatening me. The woman is crazy. You can hear that she breathes into the phone. She doesn't say anything, but you know what the breathing means. It means that she's obviously you've run afoul of her, and I wanted that to be on the record and be public because I don't.
Are you in fear for your life? Are you in fear for?
No, sir, I'm not. But I. He does that to try to scare you.
Well, I'll tell you this. This guy Hutchins, I don't know what problem you got with him, you know.
Well, he just loves to see me suffer. He just loves to see stuff happen to me. And his life is so empty that when he hears the phone ring at my house, he hits the brakes. I mean, you can hear it right here. Here's the recording right here, and I don't know if you heard that. See right there?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, that's him hitting the brakes and going, oh, yeah, something to, you know, this is going to be good. Now she's in there all breathing on me, and she's basically saying by that breathing that I'm in big trouble. And that's what I tried to say to her. You haven't seen this boob doll. You don't know what it can do. Now, I suspect, and I could be wrong, but I suspect very much that Erica Dorton is a card-carrying, inveterate, nailed down and totally a lesbian. The reason why I say that is because if you ever seen this woman, boy, I mean, you'd know, okay?
All right. I mean, I don't know what that means, but okay.
All right. I don't like the idea that she's keeping track of what happens to me when I take a look at a baby, at the baby boob doll, or the baby, damn it.
The breast baby doll, breast milk doll, okay? Breast milk doll.
What an ass, man. Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it is too bad. You're right, Mr. Bozell. It's really too bad. Sorry. You're coming on my program with boob doll this and boob doll that, and Erica Dorton's a lesbian, and she's breathing into the phone, and Hutchins, you know, you're the guy that got excited. Is he back on? Mr. Bozell, don't say anything, okay?
I want to be clear.
Hold on. You hung up on me. You're coming on my program talking about getting aroused when you see your daughter using this breast baby doll or breast milk doll. You're playing a tape recording of some old lady that's breathing into a phone. You got a friend that his life is so empty that when he hears the phone ring at your house, he hits the brakes because he wants to know what's going on. You're trying to get me to swallow all of this, and on top of everything else, you don't take responsibility for any of it. Now, isn't that true?
And again, Mr. Henry, you're interrogating me like I'm a bitch.
I'm interrogating you because that needs to be done, because I've been listening to your story and listening to your story and listening to your story.
Yeah, but you're interrogating me like I'm some yard bitch.
Will you hold on for a minute, okay? You know, you go to all of these extremes, Mr. Bozell, but quite frankly, I think that it bespeaks a mental illness. I'm interrogating you like you're a yard bitch. I'm asking you questions so that my audience can have a clear understanding of what happened. Now, you said something pretty heavy here, man, okay? You said that when you saw your daughter using this toy that approximates the breastfeeding of a baby, you got, or in your words, you sprung one.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, I heard a man on your program last night say, don't treat me like no beatnik. And I would like to second that emotion, because I just heard you say, hey, man, I don't like it any more than that other guest did. I'd appreciate if you not treat me like one of your beatnik bitches. And if you don't...
I'm not treating you like anything, sir. Excuse me if I'm using some sort of colloquialisms that you don't like. All right?
You heard the screech. You heard the phone ring. You heard it all. You see, that's the recording right there. And that's the hell that my life is. That's the confused hell that my life has become. And you treat me like one of your bongo-playing bitches. Boy, I tell you.
Bongo-playing? What is that about, man?
Well, there you go again with the man.
All right, I'm sorry. What does that mean, bongo-playing bitch?
Everybody knows. Never mind. I want you to hear this, because someone's got to hear it. The police, someone. Please, if there's a police officer out there, would you please listen to this, sir? This is Erica Dorton calling my home. My neighbor Roy Hutchins hitting the brakes so he can get in on the fun. And then Dorton basically threatening me.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. I get the idea already. I heard it. God almighty, how much of that stuff are you going to play?
But I wanted to make sure that your audience got a nose full of it, too, because I know that you, were it up to you, Mr. Andre, you would censor it. You wouldn't let your audience get a nose full. All you want to do is let your audience hear you treat me like I'm some bongo-playing bitch right off the boardwalk at Venice, playing bongo after bongo. And you won't let them hear what I need for them to hear, which is the kid screaming, the car screeching, the bitch breathing, and the phone ringing. Now, I got the body, which is dead. I got the weapon, which is a gun. And I got the motive, which is Bunny.
Buddy, you got problems.
No, how could I have problems if I just...
No, you got problems the way you think. You're all jacked up. Bongo playing bitch. You know what? I would have done better tonight, Mr. Bozell, rather than talk to you. I would have done better if I'd stayed home and played the bongos. Played the bongos, had some chicken tights dancing in front of me, and drinking espresso coffee. How's that? And trimming my goatee a little bit, and putting on a beret. Anything. Then talking to you and your arousal over your daughter's breast milk baby. Wow. All right, we've got our news and comment hour coming up. Still one more segment to go here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And don't forget, we're online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Phil TV, join us, won't you? 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. With me is Stephen Bozell in Corona, California. We've been talking about this breast milk baby, a doll that his daughter has used. He doesn't approve. He even went so far as to tell the school that he didn't approve of this doll, and as it came out during the hour, Mr. Bozell, you say, based upon documentary evidence, it's normal for men to get aroused when they see a woman breastfeeding a baby.
Well, but also a lift and squirt.
Okay, fine, lift and squirt. But you go on to tell me that you got aroused when you saw your daughter using this.
Oh, you know, Mr. Henry, I wish that you would. Now, see, right now, here it is. Hold on for a minute, honey. My daughter came in with it now. All right, what are you doing? You going to demonstrate? My daughter came in. She's got the doll now.
Tell her to leave. Tell her to leave, Steve.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Are you going to use it? Okay. She's going to use it. Now, here's why I'm not going to tell her to leave.
Tell her to leave.
Hold on. The reason why I'm not going to tell her to leave... Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Tell her to leave.
I'm not telling her to leave because I want to demonstrate it for your audience. Okay, now I think it's the least you can do. Oh, shoot, hold on, it's the other line, will you? Hold on for a minute. Hello. Yeah, that was Dorton right there. Did you hear that? She's probably listening to the show. Okay.
I heard a screeching.
Yeah, that was Hutchins.
Well, what time is he going to work, man? On the West Coast here, it's 11:55.
What do you mean on the West Coast here? Yeah, it's 5 minutes. I don't understand.
Because we're on back east.
Oh, yeah, he's going to work. He's got a dairy. At least he's not going to work now. Hold on for a minute. No, Hutchins, nothing here to see. Here to see. Move on.
Hey, Steve.
Hold on. What? Yeah? Because my daughter's got that breast baby. I said my daughter's got the breast baby. Well, if you're some kind of pervert. What? Get off my property, please. Get off my property, please, will you? Hold on. Yeah.
What was that?
Hold on, what?
What was that?
That was Dorton. Hold on. Get out of here. There's nothing here.
All right, I got to insist that you come back to this interview or I have to conclude it.
I'm sorry. That was Hutchins. He's at the front door. He said he heard the phone ring. Now he's in his truck and he's got the interior light on. I bet you he's listening on the radio right now. Hey, Roy, you see this? Look in the window, in the kitchen window.
All right, Mr. Bozell.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Hold on. Look in the kitchen window. There you go. What do you see? Yeah. That's for you, man. I tell you, Mr. Henry, I've lived and I've learned, and I've lived more and yet more again. Hold on for a minute.
Hey, I want to ask you something, all right?
Wait, hold on, what? Yeah, it's Hutchins, yeah. Dorton's on the other line. That's my wife, Mr. Henry.
I want to ask you something.
Go ahead.
I've heard the truck screech twice.
Yeah, he was leaving, and then he heard the phone ring again.
Is this guy so without a life that every time the phone rings in your house, he thinks there's something thrilling to be had?
I believe so, yes, sir. But he was also parked down the hill. I saw him parked. I saw the interior light of his truck on. And I said, because I know he's listening to the radio show right now, I said, why don't you look in the window? You heard what I said.
Yeah, I heard what you said, and I can well imagine you were doing something juvenile. Now, the conversation we're having...
Yes, I unzipped my fly.
That's fine, and I think that we all were well aware that you were doing something like that. You didn't have to tell me. But the conversation we're having has spun out of control from the very sick fact that you are aroused by looking at your daughter using that breast milk baby, to the fact that you are now getting phone calls from the headmistress at your daughter's school, and all she's doing is breathing into the phone. Now, to me, that would be a threat. I would call the police.
Well, and you're absolutely right. There's only one problem. We are on a program, on a tuition program. Hold on. Yellow. Yeah, see, it happens in threes.
Yeah, it happens in threes. The phone rings, she's breathing, and Hutchins is on his way to work, and he hits the brake. What you need to do, in my opinion, is call the police because of that breathing. Tell that guy Hutchins to butt out, maybe with your fist, and go to a head shrinker, man, for that other problem. And I'm glad I hung up on him.
I'm still here.
Phil. Well, I hung up on... What do you mean you're still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.